From what I understand, this is the last 10-minute muster. Okay, it's not really 10 minutes of the Zman. Be'ezer Hashem, I owe a couple of Hakaras HaTov. First of all, thanks to Rav Hillel, who suggested to be mechazek the muster. I very much appreciate that. Also, the truth is, the ones who really, really initiated were the Gruss single guys. Because this year the Bachrim weren't very interested in mushy Shalom Bayis stuff. They'd rather the red meat and potatoes, the real musr. So if Mitzvah Hashem next year, we're hoping that there'll be, for many reasons, that there'll be, we'll come back to the mushy Shalom Bayis stuff, but I hope Be'ezer Hashem also to continue with the musr, if that's possible. So thank you to for those who helped me, Bechazik, myself, as well as this became a way for me to continue contact with the Talmidim in America. I want to start Be'ezer Hashem tonight with an interesting yesod in Halacha, and then a lomdus, and I think three powerful lessons of Musar for us as we go ending this Zman and reflect on what we accomplished a little. Totally far out left field with a lomdus, but I think there's something so powerful about it. If we just simply think about when it dawned upon me, I realized, wow, this could change our whole perspective. Says the Gemara in Kedushin, that pe alef amid alef, Amar Rabba, baila be'ir, ein choyshishin mishum yichud. Let's talk about the Isra of Yichud for 1 minute. We paskin, if a woman's husband is home, the halacha is, in the city, the halacha is that there's no Isra of Yichud. That's how we paskin la halacha. Rashi has a very strange way of reading that Gemara. Rashi says, this halacha, ein choshishim mishum yichud, is against Shulchan Aruch, not the way we paskin. Rashi says, it's still asur, but there's no malchus. Okay? So if a woman's husband is in the city, it's not permissible for them to do yichud. When the Gemara says, ein choshishim mishum yichud, Rashi learns that there isn't an iser of malchus. Now the Gemara says that if someone violated yichud, if it's a single girl, a guy, and a single girl, the halach is malchin ala yichud. There is malchus. Ask all of the Rishonim and Achronim on Rashi. Bear with me for 1 minute. They ask on Rashi, wait a second. How could that be? Mamanavshach. If we're going to say that the halacha is that when the husband is home, that it's still yichud, so then you should get malchus. And if when the husband is in the city, again, city, when the husband's in the city, we're going to say that it's not considered yichud, so then it should be mutter entirely. What is this middle ground, according to Rashi, that it's neither here nor there? Rav Shach, in his Sefer on the Rambam, says a fascinating yesod. He says it only as lomdus, but I think Rav Shach was telling us a tremendous, tremendous musar about what real intimacy means. Says Rav Shach, the Torah, when it prohibited yichud, was not only prohibiting a man and a woman to be together because they might come to do an avera. It's true. Baila Be'ir, Rashi says, if the husband is around, the woman would never do an avera. But there's something that Rav Shach called an isratmi, an independent isra of yichud. If the door is closed, if the door is locked, even if we know 100%, ain't malkin, there would be no malkus, Rashi says. Even if we know 100% they're not going to do the avera, nevertheless, the halacha is, it's asur min haTorah when we're talking about an erva. That's how Rav Shach is mazbir Rashi. Okay, the Chazanish disagree, the galus of Rav Shach is, he printed the Chazanish's hasag on him, it's in the Avi Ezri, where the Chazanish takes Rav Shach to town, and many try to answer for Rav Shach. That's not our discussion. What does Rav Shach mean? What does Rashi mean? what does it mean that there is an independent Isser of Yichud, even when we know not 50% for sure that they're not going to do the prohibition, 100% for sure we know that they're not going to be Nichshel, yet there is an independent Isser of Yichud. What does that mean? Rabosai, we have been desensitized on what intimacy is all about. Intimacy is not only about a person doing a sexual act. Intimacy is about one person being alone with someone else and sharing that commonplace alone together. We don't think about that as being intimate. But that is because we've been desensitized. If we really, really think about the special relationships that we have had over this man, when we really, really spend time getting to know a Rebbe and a Rebbe getting to know us, where there's what Hasidim called Yechidus, when there was a moment where a person really, really shared his nefesh with somebody else, and not only with our Rebbeim, with our friends, that in itself is not sexual, but it's intimate. And the Torah says that a man is supposed to be intimate like that only with his wife, not with any other woman. There's a certain sharing between man and woman that's supposed to take place only between man and his wife, and it has nothing to do with sexuality. That is pshat, according to Rashi. Rabosai, there are three practical lessons that I think are so, so, so important to us. There's something called Yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about being alone with the Borei Olam, connecting to him, where there's no one else that's disturbing. We have a beautiful, beautiful country with Niflos HaBorei. The United States, Lahavdil, is a beautiful, beautiful country. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to you when you go away to camp? When you hear the rustling of the wind? Or what happens? We have all these things. There's no more Yechidus anymore with the Borei Olam. There's no more Yechidus with each other. Yichud is not only the Maisa itself that might come about, but Yichud is all about also a sense of absolute closeness where the door is locked and no one is interrupting. And as we head towards the Bein Hazmanim, that's something that we should really, really, really think about. Every once in a while, turning these things off, turning the phones off, turning the iPods off. You know what I've heard? I'm not very much involved in Tehillim. I've heard that Tehillim are basically done in the joint YU-Israel program. That's what I've heard. What do I mean by done? That you can't get guys to really, really go on a Tehillim anymore because they're hardly there. They're either watching, or they're listening on their iPod, or they're even taking pictures. But they're not there in the here and now. They're not there just simply feeling the beauty of that sunset. They're thinking about how they're going to post it on Facebook. And we're not talking about bad things. We're talking about fine kosher things. But what about the Yechidus with the Bari Olam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us in the beauty of nature. It's become such a noisy world that whole communication, the whole notion that we could be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has almost entirely fallen away. And you're going to be at places where I both say, please, just sit and be with the Borei Olam. Of course, the second lesson is obvious. Oh, yeah. Hollywood's definition of what is intimacy. We've become so desensitized that it's only the most chomer things that represent an interaction between a man and a woman. From what we've seen, myself included, as children, kal vachomer for what you have seen as children. Rabosai, In speaking with couples, one of the most important things that every single married person must know, and every bachur that Be'ezer Hashem is going to get married must know, is that the essence of a beautiful marriage is almost the exact opposite of the couple that goes into the room and then the music starts. Rabosai, it's not that at all. I saw a very, very powerful line, and it's so, so, so true. The first 10 years that a couple is together, they're just beginning. They're just starting out. In Hollywood, what happens most of the time, the beginning is exciting, and then eventually everything is going to fall apart. It's a fait accompli. In Klal Yisrael, it's the exact opposite. The Shana Rishona is usually the hardest year. The first few years are the hardest year. I saw the Reader's Digest quoted, this is a good maramakom, Jerry Seinfeld, but I didn't see it on Seinfeld. I was okay to see the Reader's Digest. And he said that stand-up comedy and marriage have the same thing in common, and that is the first 10 years, you're just the beginner. You haven't even started yet. I just like to throw in the third we've discussed in the past. So when it comes to Torah, Kal v'chomer itself. We're just starting out. You know, they say that, I mentioned to you, I think, once, that Reb Zelig Epstein, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he told his son-in-law he had visited a few Gedolim Eretz Yisrael. He said, there's one that he's very impressed by. He said, the Stipler's son is something that's very, 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 very unique. And his son-in-law told me he realized that for Reb Zelig, who was then in his 70s, Reb Chaim was in his 50s at the time, Reb Chaim was still a kid. In the world of Torah, he's still a kid. We have a lot of time. If things don't start off razzle-dazzle right away, the odds are that you're really, really just getting to know each other. You're just starting out. And there's a tremendous amount of time that takes place before there is a full sense of communion. And that, you know why? Because intimacy is not about the sexuality. Intimacy is about a real sense of sharing. And that takes time to really, really share and get to know each other very, very well. The last lesson, Rabosai, is the following. There are some very, very special relationships that you've been zocha, that we've been zocha, to have in this past Zman and Zmanim in the past. And we've shared a tremendous amount together. A tremendous amount. Chaverim who've opened up to each other. Talmidim who poured out their hearts to Rabbeim. There's a tremendous yachas that's been created, a bond that's been created. But unfortunately, in the Hollywood world, that almost doesn't mean anything. Savor it, Rabosai. Hold on to it. The boys told me, my friends told me that when my son had a 9-hour heart surgery, surprisingly 2 days after he was born, that my Rebbe at the time, Rebbe Branchville, when they told him before Shir, he started crying. There was a yechidus, there was a connection that the Rebbe and the Talmud had. And sometimes that yechidus doesn't require a tremendous amount of time that was spent together. Think about those few minutes when you looked into your friend's eye and you spoke about something that you had never spoken about before. That's also yichud. Don't let the world distort what yichud is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us siyata d'shmaya to be zocha, to have yichidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have yichidus with our spouse, and maintain those beautiful moments of yichidus that we had with our Rabbeim and our Chaverim from this man, and Be'ezer Hashem l'olam v'olam.